If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is totally going to go to her head. This whole thing. To be Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope, Billy.
You guys, I come from a long line of farmers, like hundreds of years in my family, so I'm a little offended that you think I'm not just tapping into my inner heritage.
Okay, Hope, tell everybody what you did.
Tell everyone, Mrs. Farmer.
I tilled so much land.
Do you know what till means?
I took a rake thing and I pulled a bunch of junk out of my garden. It's very extensive. It's like the size of Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out a forsythia bush. Are you surprised I know that word?
You had to Google that, though, didn't you?
No.
No, someone in her retirement community was like, that's a beautiful forsythia bush.
No, they've got an app on their phone they were going through and like okay. Google lensing. They're like, do you know what this is?
So finally, you know, it's like the end of July, you cleaned out your flower bed. Finally.
Well, I was waiting to see if anything bloomed. I like tried to clean it up at the beginning of the season.
This is so ridiculous.
Well, because my neighbors told me that I had irises and like all these other like pretty flowers. Uh-huh. But one single iris bloomed and it was in bloom for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I'm sick of looking at this stuff. It looks like a jungle. It looks horrific.
It was overgrown. In your defense, it was very overgrown.
And I like tried to clean up some of these vines I was like pulling out were like 10 feet long. Like I could have thrown them over a tree and just George of the Jungle'd across the yard.
Okay, that's a bit much. So as a result,
oh my God.
You are like running around in overalls thinking that you're in the farming game.
Oh,
now.
What was the fit? What were you wearing while you did all this? Did you have overall bibs? Like the bib overalls with the big floppy
hat? With the
hat?
Muck boots, you know, just boots? In case. Did you lay a whole bunch of manure? So, you know, you grow, you put manure, by the way, on fields.
I know okay. That you put manure on fields.
Okay. So you took the rakey thingy.
I took the rakey
thingy. Did you have a shovel thingy?
I did have a shovel thingy.
Did you use the shovel thingy to turn the dirt to make sure that, you know, all the...
You got all the roots and everything out of there.
It's a process, you guys. It's like acres upon acres of land.
So the answer is no.
I didn't finish it in one day.
How can you start something and not finish it? That would drive me nuts.
For gardening, especially.
Well, the whole flower bed thing would have made me crazy.
Which, by the way.
You were out there for like, what, 20 minutes?
No, I was out there for over 2 hours.
Oh, well.
Be honest. If you took your car, would your car, if you pulled it in behind your condo, would your car cover the entire area that we're talking about?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That thing was like 30 feet. It's bigger than it looks.
There's pictures on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
If you notice like the angle of her camera, it makes it look like.
Oh, you're saying that I'm being deceitful now? You're saying I'm lying
I'm sorry.
About how big my garden is?
Farmer Hope is very honest.
Is she?
You guys, this is my theme song now, because I'm basically a farmer.
Yes.
This is my walk-on music.
To be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. She fancies herself a farmer now because she weeded her, 10-foot by 10-foot garden?
It's not
much
a garden. Bigger than that.
It was a flower bed that had overgrown.
I took down an entire bush.
It was a flower
by
bed.
By yourself?
Yes, I had to saw it down.
Oh. Look at the calluses. Look. Just look at those.
Look at how strong I am. Look at that definition.
Look at.
She got Jack pulling that bush out.
Yeah. Do you feel like Liam's here? I'm just like flexing for you guys. Look how strong I am.
Punch me in the gut as hard as you can. Punch me in the gut as hard as you can.
Come here. I will. Yeah, this is crazy because you live in like a retirement community. And I can't believe the folks there have let you just let this flower bed just grow over. Like, well, it's the Addams Family or something.
It took me 2 hours and I didn't finish. I had so many people that were like, you should take a break. Why don't you come hang out on the patio and have some wine? And I'm like, it's because it's actually cool enough that I can, like,
it was a good day
go
to
through
do
and
it.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got asked like 4 times to stop and I was like, don't you want to not look at this? Like, I don't have to look at it when I stare out my window like you do.
You were saying that they asked you to join yet another committee.
So there were some of my neighbors who saw me doing it and they were like, oh my gosh, it looks so good. You have to join the gardening committee.
Gardening committee. Can you believe this?
You couldn't pay me to live in an HOA.
What's a gardening committee?
There's various committees.
You've got to be on their blacklist. There has to be like, you are like the one who's let this flower bed grow over. You got like old beer cans thrown
in there.
They've
been trying to recruit her.
I took care of the beer cans Memorial Day weekend.
Probably like an old tire underneath all that. They don't know.
Wait, hold on. Back up a second. You took care of the cans Memorial Day weekend. When did the cans end up on the patio?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. 6 months.
See what I'm saying? So they're like, we would like you on the gardening committee so we can like keep tabs on whatever you're going to do with this flower bed.
I'm already on the social committee. I don't have time to also be on the gardening committee. Also, oh they my, actually don't
How many committees
want,
you got over there?
Well, there's the maintenance committee and the welcome committee.
What?
And the finance committee.
Why is the welcome committee not... Is that a subcommittee to the social committee?
Well, yeah, because, oh my you know, God. It's really more one-on-one, the welcome committee versus, like, social is, like, everybody.
What's the wildest thing that the social committee has put together? Craziest party.
Well,
what happened?
The social committee's new in the last, like, 2 months.
Oh.
So.
But an ice cream special.
That's what we did last whoop, year.
Whoop.
I don't know about you ladies, but when I get home... I just want to be home. I just want to be left alone. Society. Step off. I just want to hang with the family. Ooh. Eat some dinner. Read a book. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, and Hope. You have so much pressure where you live, Hope.
I just can't help that I'm so loved and so many of my neighbors want to spend so much time with me.
But there's committees. Good God. And she's outside, you know, weeding the garden, and the neighbor's like, come over and have some wine.
I know.
And I just, like, I'm not antisocial. Tough. I just want to be left alone when I'm at home.
Well, it makes me nervous just because, like, Friday, we're touring some retirement communities for Mama J.
Yeah.
Because living alone is just, like, making us nervous. So we would like to get her in somewhere with folks so she can not be lonely and
yeah
and
oh I think your
just,
mom is gonna love once she gets well, there she's that, a social butterfly so
yeah and to an extent but she also I don't know if it's as it feels almost a little intrusive. I know that you're like really sweet about it and you know they're cute and they're home all the time and they know exactly what you're doing at all points in the day, but not everybody would like that, you know, like that's your me. Neighbors keeping tabs on you. And I don't know that Mama J would like that either. But I do have a question about the retirement community there, 20-something.
Okay.
Who's made this as a life decision on purpose?
She bought a condo in an area that is a lot of older folks.
Yeah.
So we jokingly call it
unofficially a retirement community. It's not like you have to be 55 and up. But there's me. And then there's like 5 people.
Did they have to approve
30.
You? Like, was there a committee to approve whether or not you would be like
you
in
have
New
to
York
go out
City?
On a date?
New York City, if you want to move into a building, in certain buildings, they
gotta,
the HOA
yeah.
has to say, okay, we're okay with this person.
No, but the president of the HOA did. She's a realtor, and she did meet me when I was touring it. So I wonder if she would have been like, don't accept this offer. We'll wait for another one.
Can they do that legally?
Probably not.
No.
I'm just making assumptions. I don't know that she would do that.
Oh, let's be real. You know that stuff happens. Legal or not. Absolutely, that stuff happens.
So Mama's worried that it's just going to be a whole bunch of married folks. And she's like, it's just going to be a whole bunch of married people. Do you find that most of these neighbors of yours are single?
A lot of them are single. Single, widowed.
It's like, it's just going to be a whole bunch of married people and me. And I'm like, I don't think it is.
The perpetual third wheel.
I don't think it is.
I would argue most
people. But I'll ask the young girl I work with about it.
Who lives in a retirement community.
Because she lives this life.
I would argue most people in my community live by themselves.
Okay.
They're definitely the majority.
All right. And they're looking for obviously, companionship and friendship because they're watching you.
Yes. Okay. We had a social
and there's
event
a lot of committees
last night that I just wasn't feeling well. I was like, I'm not going. I had three or four people reach out to me and they're like, hey, I'm going to see you later. You're going to the picnic, right?
That's
the
way thing. You too much even, pressure for me.
They know you're like, they can see that you're home. You can't even, I don't even know what excuse
if
you
it's
could
Sunday
use.
Afternoon and I want to be a bum. I want to be a bum.
Right.
And sit
like,
and, you
oh,
know, and,
I can't make it. Oh. Well, we're watching you on your porch. You look fine. You don't look sick. I just don't want to. Okay.
Are they out on their patios like all the time during the summer?
Yes. But on Friday night, I had to take my dog out to go to the bathroom. And I was avoiding going out because I was like, I don't want to get caught out here for an hour. And I was just like, I was like watching and I'm like, ugh. And he's like flipping out. I was like, okay, we have to go out. Like, I can't avoid it any longer unless I'm going to put him in my car and
but
drive to a park.
Sometimes, like, I'll go out back with, like, you know, my jammies on and stuff. Like, you can't even run out.
Oh, no, I do. You know, like when you're camping and there's like no rules when you're camping.
Oh,
about what
everybody's
you're wearing
in their fleece bottoms and
that's,
yeah.
Okay. That's kind of like a lawless land. Definitely a braless land.
All right, I don't want to take a week off, but I want to go to New York City at Christmas time. Do you think I could pull it off in one day?
Yes. I've done a bus trip. I used to work for the bus company that's in Avon, and we left from the Winton Place Plaza.
It's like a 6-hour drive, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you got to sleep on the bus. So 4 a.m. we'd leave. We had a couple stops along the way, arrived in Bryant Park at like 10 a.m. and then left at 10 p.m. We were back by 4 a.m. the next day.
It's called extreme day tripping. And it's like all over TikTok, Belly.
That's a
people that's all a long over day are doing them. So they're getting up early. They're hopping on flights and they're doing it affordably. Like they'll go down and spend one day at Disney World. Like we have nonstops here
one
from
day
Rochester. They do the whole thing. And then they're home by 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. if there's no delays. And they're getting to travel without having to pay for the expenses of a hotel or, you know, renting a car, anything like that. And they're not getting time off of work. It's not taken away from their home life.
So you could do round trip. I'm going to use my New York City example.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what, an hour to get there on an airplane, if that? So you hop on an airplane here at 6 mm-hmm. on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We're up early anyway, so getting up, that wouldn't matter to me. You know, go down to New York. You're actually in the city by probably 10-ish. Have all day, see a show, walk around Central Park, and then hop on a plane at 6, 7 o'clock at night, and you're home by 8-ish.
There's folks that are saying, like, this extreme day tripping, it's an easy, it's cheaper way to see the world in a shorter amount of time. They feel like they're, like, fooling the travel game, like they're getting away with these amazing trips for just a few $100s rather than spending thousands on a vacation. And I mean, there's a guy who's gone from, you know, Chicago, he goes to Illinois, San Diego, California, Cancun, Mexico, Disney World in Orlando, like I said, and it's all
Disney
he goes
World.
24 hours, he's back.
Well, man. And you may be like, where am I going to go from Rochester? Rochester has tons of nonstop flight options. There's two options to go to Orlando if you want to go to Disney for the day. You got Chicago, Atlanta, Charleston.
Well, the hubs.
Charlotte.
Yeah, the hubs for sure. You could go and do
Vegas,
anything there.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
That's a long day. Man, well, the bus thing, I've looked into that bus
thing. That is like the
thing.
Oldest thing that I've heard you say. That's
a
long
day.
Day.
That's like 24 hours, that bus trip.
That's what we're saying.
24, give me 14.
No. Oh my
God. So you can be in the city for like 5 seconds.
I would be in
sleep
the city.
Sleep on the bus.
I'd be in the city if I flew there by 8. I could fly home at 7 o'clock. I could have 11 hours in the city.
Okay. Well, yes. There's just a little bit of a price difference between flying versus taking the bus. But yes, if you want to spend your fancy hard-earned money on a flight instead of a bus,
there are some affordable flights.
JetBlue is $150 round trip.
Like it's super affordable, a lot of these. Like there was a woman online who didn't want to leave Chicago too long, and she's like, look, it's a fun alternative. I can fit some travel into my summer. I don't have to commit. I don't have to be away from my daily life too long. And she spent like $600, which included her flight, her public transportation, her tour, some food, beverage, a museum ticket when she went to Denver. And she even got souvenirs and vintage clothes.
See, this is how I look at it. This is an adventure. This That's isn't something is. You do all the time. This is like, you're probably going to be so hyped up and so excited that you're not going to worry about, you know, oh, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to need a nap.
You're going to rest
up. You're just going to go. And you're going to go.
Maybe do it a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And then you got your Sunday to rest up and get back to your daily grind. Yeah.
I'm looking into this. What is it? What is the term?
Extreme day tripping.
Yes.
New York City. Christmas time. You guys in? You want to go?
Well, it's in the same state. Like, is it really that extreme?
It's New York City. It's a 6-hour drive from here.
The best city in the world. The city that never sleeps.
Fine. You can stay here and nap.